Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
ChatGPT is getting out of control. It's getting out of control using AI for everything. I went to a holiday party last night, and it was like, you know, it was like a chamber event, so it was all businesses. And I am 99% sure that everybody that gave a speech was using ChatGPT.
Are you sure?
Oh, my gosh. Like, they would speak, and I'd be like, huh.
Big broad strokes,
the ideas
and words.
Yes, and like and things like normal people don't say in real life, you know?
And then like you've got four or five people at the same seminar saying the same type of stuff.
It was all very generic. Yeah. And like so I was kind of floored by the whole thing because as they were going on, I'm like, no, right? And then I pulled up my phone and like under the table, like went to like chatai.com and I put in like, holiday speech at corporate get together, like just to see what it would say. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of words that were very similar. And I'm like, man, if you're going to do this, like I applaud you because it's the future. And if you're not great at giving speeches or writing speeches and you don't want to do this, I can understand how it can work to your advantage. But you got to self-edit.
Well, you could be running short on time, all sorts of stuff. You could be the person, the keynote person that shows up something. You have no idea what it is you're talking about. But I think that the great part about good speech writers before was take those broad stroke ideas and make them something relatable, right? So like you said, take the story, but just like you did in junior high, you got to read through the report and then you got to tune it up for yourself.
Yes. So I went to ChatGPT. I said, holiday speech at company party.
Yes.
Here's what came. It was super long.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not going to read the whole thing.
Thank God.
I hope this finds you in the best of spirits. It's truly a pleasure to stand before you today as we come together to celebrate the holiday season and reflect on the remarkable year we've had as a company. First and foremost, I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you. Our success is a collective effort, and it's the dedication, hard work, and passion that you bring to your roles every day that has propelled us to new heights. This holiday season is a perfect time to acknowledge and appreciate the incredible team we have.
Wow.
I mean, honestly.
Honestly, that's better than some bosses I've had before.
Absolutely.
I'll take the microwave. Delivering that speech up front of the company over some of the bosses I've had in my past.
There's so much more. So I'm going to write, make it shorter and more casual.
I mean, that was word salad, but it was somewhat motivational and it definitely covered all sorts of different types of businesses.
Now you can edit it, right? So I said, make it shorter and more casual. Can you believe another year has flown by? It's been a wild ride. And I just want to take a moment to say a massive thank you to each and every one of you. Our team rocks and I couldn't be prouder.
What?
Now it sounds like me. Now it sounds like me.
Oh, my God.
As we dive into the holiday season, let's kick back, enjoy the festivities, and spread some good vibes. It's the perfect time to show our love for our colleagues and take a breather from the daily grind.
I mean, it's crazy to me how much it's accelerated in the span of just the past few months and the past year. That is remarkable.
I wrote now in Spanish.
What?
Feliz noche. Pueden creer.
Stop it.
Okay.
Your pronunciation is going to be way off here.
But it did it.
We're going to need some sort of safe word so I know whether or not it's you or a robot from now on.
I mean, not for nothing. Like, we're not going to have jobs in a year.
It's crazy.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. I don't know why this got me into such a hole last night.
Okay.
But toilet seat covers are trending.
Oh, gosh.
I know. And
you remember those.
Yes. So the different color ones, that's the thing. And the reason why it's trending is because it was a big article about if you're trying to figure out what to get somebody that has everything for the holidays, consider getting them a colored toilet bowl seat.
Wait a minute.
Because they're trending again.
So wait a minute. Is this the seat or the seat cover? Because I remember, like, you know, back in the day growing up in my grandmother's house, there would be like a carpeted cover on top of the toilet seat that matched the rugs in the bathroom.
It's all of it. So what they're showing, and what I fell into the rabbit hole last night, was that there's all these different ways to make your toilets prettier and more accurate, like aesthetic.
Okay.
Aesthetic. So all I kept thinking about was like, back in the day when you would walk into a toilet and it would be pink. Remember you would have like a pink toilet?
Yes.
Or like a light green toilet?
Yes, it would be like a green or a mauve. Mm-hmm. Or they had like a, you know, they had like a tan one too.
Yeah, and this article was also saying that it's the perfect holiday gift because you can get one for under $30. And I was and I just felt very uncomfortable about wrapping up a toilet seat cover and giving it to a friend for Christmas.
Yeah, I can only imagine. You know, one of the biggest things that I remember is that the toilet wouldn't stay up if you put the cover on top of it. So if you're replacing somebody else's toilet seat, I have to say, like, it seems a little bit personal.
Right.
Right? Like, I mean, you really, really, really have to know somebody or have spent enough time in their house to be like, you've got a busted toilet seat. I'm going to replace it for you. I mean, did you go in? Did you take the dimensions? Is it oval? Is it round? Which one is it? Did you get the soft touch?
I know. That's what I was. So in addition to that, it was talking about the only time people actually change their toilet seat is when it's broken. Something happens and it breaks.
Sure.
Or when you move into a new home. And you know what I realized?
What's that?
I can't even say this out loud without cringing at myself.
Oh, no, you didn't?
I didn't change my toilet seat. Like, I don't know why it didn't cross my mind until I read that article. I moved this past summer, and I didn't change my toilet.
First thing, locks and toilet seats.
Oh my! I also didn't change my locks.
Oh my God, what?
But it's a little bit different because we bought a very good friend's home. So I think that's probably why I didn't get the ick, because I was like, they're good friends of ours. So like it didn't.
You've used the toilet before.
I've been on that toilet.
It's your old friend.
Right.
If somebody gives you a toilet seat for Christmas and it's not a soft touch, it's not one of the ones that comes down slow, they're not really a good friend.
But don't we agree the soft touch toilets are disgusting? Because that one I feel like absorbs your tushy sweat more.
What?
Versus like the hard ones. No, Clorox.
I don't
them.
Mean the squishy one that you sit on. I mean when you go to flip it closed, it goes slowly instead of slamming. That's what I mean.
Oh, you want one of those?
Yes. Yes. I can't have it always slamming down. Then the whole house knows you use the bathroom.
If somebody's buying me a toilet seat for Christmas, make it purple. I could use a purple one.
What?
That's all I need to know about you.
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 This is your turn to vent. Just go ahead, say it. Whatever is making you nuts, upset right now. 1-800-330-9999. Nikki, that's all I need to know about you.
If you don't hang your kids' ornaments, the homemade ornaments on the tree because they're ugly, that is all I need to know about you.
How many years you got to keep those ones? How many years? Right. A couple there. Okay, all of them? I don't know about all of them.
You got to pick your favorites that you keep, and the other ones miraculously just somehow disappear at some point.
Sorry, I don't know what happened to it. Oh, I loved that one. I'm sorry.
Do you actually know a person that like will admit to not putting the ugly ornaments on the tree?
Yes, there's a woman in my Zumba class that says that she puts her kids' ornaments on a little tree up in their room because she doesn't want ugly ornaments on her tree.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
pretty savvy.
I just put mine on the back side of the tree that faces the wall. I just kind of layer them in there.
I mean, and you think you're a better person? You're on the moral higher ground here? Yep. I'm not sure. Not sure.
They're on the tree.
Eric, how about you? That's all I need to know about you.
Okay, if you leave your car running outside of a store because you're just running in for a minute, that's all I need to know about you.
I keep hearing these stories how people get their car stolen. Like they're running into a store, they leave it out, and I can't even fathom the idea of leaving my car running and getting out of it.
Yeah,
but that's how they steal cars.
Mine has that thing where you just if you walk away within a certain distance, the car won't move.
Oh, really?
Right.
Well, if you have your key on you.
Yeah.
If you leave your car and the key in the car.
No, don't do that.
Right.
That would be doubly stupid. Right. Yes. Yeah. That and the baby, always a good idea. Right. Leave the keys and the baby.
But if there's a choice, I'd rather you take the baby and leave the car. So let's make that
take
very
clear.
Take the
baby, right. Take the dog, or leave him home. Take your keys. Yes, take all your stuff.
Eric, that's all I need to know about you.
All right. If you leave your kid's dirty diaper on the ground in the parking lot, that's all I need to know about you.
I just saw this the other day.
It's so disgusting.
I'm at a strip mall doing a little bit of shopping, and it's right there on the corner, and I'm like, wait a minute.
The only thing that's more maddening than the people that leave the diapers like on the floor in the parking lots is the ones that leave it on top of the garbage.
Oh.
Like you made it all the way to the garbage can, but couldn't put it in. You put it right on top.
What would be the reasoning
I
behind
don't know.
That?
And I can't tell you how many I've seen like that.
Yeah, and don't leave it in your shopping cart.
Yeah.
Because that is every nightmare
good
coming
thing,
together.
Good thing can't get embarrassed, right?
Hey, Lindsay, that's all I need to know about you.
Yes. If you go to the emergency department to be seen, and you are mean and assault the staff. That's all I need to know about you.
No. Who did that? Tell me you don't work there, or did you see it happen?
I'm a charge nurse in an ER. And people are so mean to the nurses. And the other day, a staff member got hit.
Oh, my gosh. Don't these people know that they need you? That's why they're there?
I know. It's crazy. So please give your nurses some grace.
Let me just ask a little devil's advocate question here. How long is this person waiting? All right. Now, how long are we supposed to wait before you say, excuse me, is there somebody that's going to be coming out? Is there somebody... is there any idea? Because it gets hostile out there. It gets tense out there at that point.
It does. It gets hostile. But even people that are inside being treated, we've had a lot of people be really mean to our staff.
No, get and those people that are getting treated out of there.
Just let them. Just tell them they have to go.
Yeah, get them out of there. Because if I'm sitting in a chair in the lobby, I want in. And I don't want to have to fake the whole chest pain thing. Mm-hmm. Although they tell me that is the way in.
Raymond just falls over on the floor.
But there are nobody that work harder than emergency department staff.
No, I'm with you.
We are there for the people.
I respect you.
And it's scary.
I just want to get the heck back there and get in bed.
Yeah.
On average, you have 6 dumb arguments every single weekend. Think back over the last few days. Do you think you had 6? They say that's because that's when you spend the most time with your friends and family.
This weekend, I had a CO2 alarm. It seemed to be malfunctioning going off in my house here. I mean, you can't see it. You can't smell it, right? So, you know, there's no way of knowing. But good news, I didn't pass out. I still made it to work here on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife was like, I put another one in place. She's like, well, you have to test it. I was like, well, I put the batteries in it. And then I pressed the button. And this is what happened.
I'm just saying, how would someone test a CO2 detector if they didn't have CO2?
Stick it behind the car? With the exhaust? Something. I mean, there's got to be a way. Google it.
I mean, they don't say any of those type of things on the package when you buy one of those detectors. They just say, put the batteries in.
Yeah, but you got to test it and know if it works.
I mean, how am I supposed to know?
Producer John, producer Sean, when you have put the CO2 monitors in your home, do you ever put it behind your car just to test to see if it works?
No. I feel like I should know. That's kind of ingenious, though. Like, I heard her say that, and I was wondering how you would test it. And then she said that. I was like, no, you could do that. Yeah, that's good. I guess that works.
I do the same thing Raven does. I put the batteries in and just hope for the best.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
Right.
Sean, this is the dumb argument you had with your girlfriend, Rachel.
Don't, honestly, don't put him...
He sleeps with us every night.
I don't care. He doesn't need to be in the middle of us.
It's better than him sleeping on our feet.
I'd
rather him sleep at the top.
Because you get half the bed, he gets a quarter, which leaves me with a quarter.
I think it's better that he sleeps at the top than he does at the bottom.
He has a doggy bed.
Until you said he had a doggy bed, I thought you were talking about your child.
Well...
Yeah, you know, she does this every night, and I don't mind if the dog sleeps in the bed some, like, most times, but he has this, like, tendency to be in the middle of us, and, like, you know, his back will be to Rachel, and then he spreads his paws out.
Oh, yeah.
So it pushes me to the end of the bed, and then at night, I'll get mad. I'm like, all right, you got to go in the dog bed. I'll put him in it. And she's like, well, where's the dog? I'm like, I don't want a sliver of the bed. Yeah. I want half of the bed.
I've got a dog who's 12 pounds, one of my dogs, and he has a way of taking up a third of the sectional.
Well, it's almost
it's amazing.
It's almost scarier, though, because they're so small. Like, you got to be more, at least with a big dog, I know if I roll over on a big dog, like, it's going to be fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
This is why I'm so anti-dogs. On furniture
bed.
Or in bed. Like, I know it's like a big hot topic, but I don't know. They don't belong in your bed, but all right. Here's the argument I had with my 5-year-old last night.
Dakota, Monsters, Inc. is not a Christmas movie.
But I like it. And yes, it is.
What makes Monsters, Inc. a Christmas movie?
There's lights in it.
There's lights in it? Just because there's lights in it, it makes it a Christmas movie?
Yeah. And I want to watch it.
All day, we talked about how we were going to cuddle on the couch and we were going to watch a Christmas movie. We sit down, we get the popcorn. I'm all excited for a Sunday night, you know, cuddling with my baby. Monsters, Inc. I was like, that's not a Christmas movie. Yes, it is. I blame Die Hard.
Anna, she's got a really solid argument.
That's what I'm saying. Anna, what does Santa Claus do? He brings joy to the children.
Yeah.
What does Monsters, Inc. do?
Thank you.
I just wanted to watch
what
a Christmas movie. Well,
brings joy to the children.
That's right. Like, this is all because of Die Hard. Now everything's a Christmas movie. Everything.
It's true.
John, here's your argument.
Water goes bad.
Water does not go bad.
Yes, it 100% does.
What if I have a glass of water on a nightstand? I leave it there for a couple of days. What is getting in
it? A couple of days?
Yeah.
The world, like dust mites,
air,
particles.
Air.
Yeah.
You're afraid of air. No.
The world is getting in it.
Come on. A couple of days, I get overnight, all right? If I put a glass of water next to my bedstand, I will wake up and drink that the next morning. Absolutely. I'll drink it the next afternoon. 3 days later, that water's got to go.
And it's funny because you even say, like, 3 days later. No, like, if you drink that water, you're like, that doesn't taste like it did 3 days ago.
Right.
It does not taste right.
Why? Because the world got in there.
The world got in. That's what happened.
It's the 12 Tasks of Christmas on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day for 12 days, a different holiday task to get you in the spirit, get you in a good mood. Today, it's going to be the Gingerbread House Challenge. Here's how it's going to work. It's going to be Raven versus producer Sean. Both of you have something very exciting to do for the next 2 hours.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, boy.
2 hours you have to create a perfect gingerbread home. Here's the thing, though. One of you will get a box, an entire set. Right? That comes nice and neat with all the things you need.
And they have gingerbread houses, all sorts of kinds now. I was in the store the other day. They had one from Chips Ahoy. They had one from Oreo. It was crazy.
Yep. It's a nice, here we go. Nice box one.
Looks nice.
Yeah.
All right.
And the other person will have to make their gingerbread house out of random things I found in my pantry.
Oh. And how are we deciding who does this?
Here we go.
Because I do have other duties.
Okay, here we go. Oh. I am writing it number down right now between 1 and 5. Okay. I'm writing it down on this paper right here. Let me show the camera so it knows that I'm not cheating.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, I will take the challenge.
Oh, you want the challenge?
Oh, I'll do it. I'll do the household items.
Give him the challenge.
You want the household items?
I'll do it.
How do you know that that's not the easier one?
That's a good question.
All right, let's just pull for it then. Let's settle this the right way.
1 through 5. Whoever guesses the number first gets first choice. Raven, you pick.
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
Yes. All right, do you want the box, Raven, or do you want whatever is in my pantry?
I mean, now you made it all ominous. I don't know which one is going to be easier.
Got to pick.
All right, give me the... I feel like you're setting me up here. I'm going to take the pantry. Give me the pantry.
Okay, so, Sean, here you go. Here's your nice, neat box of gingerbread house.
Yeah. All right.
Here's what I found in my pantry last night.
Why do you look so happy that I took this?
You set me up like this.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible.
Actually, that's not true. There's a lot of great things in here.
Okay. I mean, great. Do they go together?
There is graham crackers.
I mean, those are small ones. You didn't even give me big enough ones
I'm
to
sorry.
Make walls.
These are the ones that stay fresh longer.
Oh, my gosh.
You're making a tiny home.
Yeah.
Right.
I have leftover Starburst, but look, there's only yellow.
Of course.
Because everybody ate the other one.
That's what's going to be left.
There's only yellow Starburst left in the package.
Great. Yep.
Yep. Okay. I've got a half-chewed box of Pepperidge Goldfish.
This is terrible.
Oh, well,
I mean,
sorry.
Is there any frosting in here or something I can use as a spackle?
I have stale marshmallows.
That's not spackle.
Hold on.
Okay.
I've got some leftover Skittles.
I mean, you have a massive amount of, like, candies in your pantry.
Yeah, we like candy. We've got red, white, and blue from 4th of July M&Ms.
Those are old.
Yeah.
You don't say. I mean,
that's old.
Some gummy bears.
Oh, my gosh. You
only
have a
green
ton
and yellow
of candy. It's insane.
No, I know. And I have a thing of frosting.
Thank you. I'm
going to
need
have
that
frosting
as spackle.
All right. So in 2 hours, we'll check back. We'll be posting updates on our Instagram at Anna and Raven on our story so you can follow along. And we'll decide who makes the better gingerbread home.
Yeah. Wish me luck.
All right.
Last year, we made a Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Santa's Second Wife. If you've never heard about this, what happened was I came up with what I thought to be a ridiculous plot idea for a Hallmark Christmas movie that I begged Hallmark to make.
Yeah, I mean, every network. Lifetime, Hallmark, you begged everybody that makes a Christmas movie.
Somebody, please make my Christmas movie.
Right, here's the sad part is everybody's making one now. Still nobody said yes.
Right, except for one independent film company reached out to me, and they said, we will make your Christmas movie. And I was shocked. I was like, no, you got to be kidding me. And they did. They came and did a whole movie. We filmed an entire movie, and Raven and I had cameos playing ourselves in it.
Were we cameos, or were we really
the stars?
Could have been stars. Could have been. Well, the lighting was perfect.
You'll be the judge. So it's called Santa's Second Wife, and the premise is that Mr. and Mrs. Claus get divorced. Now, remember, everybody, this is just a movie I came up with.
That's right. It's make-believe.
Yeah, they are fine.
They're fine.
They're very busy this week.
They're good.
Yeah, they got the deliveries coming up next week. They're all good. And they actually told me it was fine to make this
relationship
movie.
Relationship goals.
Yeah. So here is when Mr. and Mrs. Claus realize their marriage is over in the movie.
Jessica, what are you doing here?
You said things would be different this year.
And they will.
You said that I would be your priority this year.
And you are.
You said that we would be spending Christmas together this year.
We are.
Well, unless Kingston is delivering all the presents around the world, I don't see how that's happening.
So,
shout out to Kingston, by the way. He was the other star.
Kingston was great. Yeah. The elf that played Kingston.
I mean,
he was awesome.
The three of us should do copy.
Yeah. So they end up getting a divorce, but in the divorce, what happens is it turns back time and they go back to their 40-year-old selves, so they're not old anymore.
Right.
Raven and I play ourselves, radio hosts, where this single mom with three children, she comes on our show because she's always selling stuff, right? And here's Raven and I, one of our scenes. Brace yourself.
Oh, Niv, I heard that the Botif packing cubes aren't the only thing you're checking out for Valentine's Day.
What do you mean, Anna?
I was talking to your daughters. They told me that you're on marrymatches.com.
Marrymatches.com offered you a membership in exchange for a review. That's what I heard.
Well, I'm still trying it out.
I mean, there's a plenty of single people looking for dates for tomorrow night for Valentine's Day. Tell us about it.
I mean, I'm a total seller. I mean, you need to, like, listen, there were certain things to fund this movie, and one of those was that plug, and I put it right in there like normal. I will do that for you.
So
I'll leave my integrity at the door. Don't you worry.
Okay. It's one of those things that you have to watch to experience, and now you can watch it totally free on YouTube. And it was on this thing called Movie Central. And if you want to read the reviews, on Movie Central, it's been watched 165,000 times.
What?
Isn't that nuts?
I want you to know that when we put up, there was something on our Insta or whatever that said that we were going to be talking about the movie today and tell people to watch it. There was one comment in there, and it's my mom. And she's like, oh, yay!
And then, you can watch it on Movie Central on YouTube. You can also watch it newly just uploaded on another one called Family Central. And there, it just uploaded 3 days ago. It already has been watched 9,000 times. But if you want to read the comments, because that's where the joy really lies. Horrible acting.
Mm.
Who are these people? That's me. That would be me that you're talking about.
No, we were great.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Cute movie. It was pretty good. I enjoyed this movie. I mean, I'll take that all day long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're looking for something to do.
It might have been my mom.
It might have been your mom right here. Raven's mom. Yep. That was it. So go to YouTube, search Santa's Second Wife, and we hope you enjoy it. Asking for a friend, and that friend is me. If you're hosting a huge Christmas Eve dinner, does it have to be formal, and do you have to use real plates, or can you use the paper plates, or maybe those plastic ones that they sell at Costco?
Yeah, I don't know. How fancy? How many people? What are we talking about here?
This sounds terrible to say it out loud,
yeah,
but I don't like to host the formal like holidays because I'm just not great at it. And I've managed to get away from it forever. Like, for some reason, like we always are invited over somewhere else's house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Christmas Day is usually at my mom's. Christmas Eve, you know, we spend it with my in-laws and we go out somewhere for dinner. Now, somehow this year, I'm hosting Christmas Eve and Christmas Day at my house.
Oh, that happened to you? Back to back? New house.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So my in-laws are coming over and they're traveling from out of state. And when I said, yeah, no, I can host it. Yeah, no big deal. I'll host it. I didn't realize it's 22 people.
Wow.
And I throw Halloween parties where we barbecue. Like, it's not like I don't do formal sit down things at my home.
Right.
So now I'm in this predicament where there's 22 people coming. It's a formal food, you know, like I have to do the whole charcuterie board and, you know, and there's going to be a filet.
The mark of formal for you. Right.
Fish, you know, right? Charcuterie board means fancy.
That means fancy for you, right?
And I'm like, do I have to have 22 plates? Like, sit down? Can I? And then I started thinking, can I get plastic plates? Can I get paper plates? Is that okay if you're having a formal holiday like Christmas Eve or Christmas Day? Can you do that?
I'm going to immediately overrule paper plates. I'm going to say paper plates are no good. Even if you get the chinette, all right? You got to go plastic. Plasticware or nothing. It's got to be plates, actual stoneware, or, you know, plasticware.
And
you
really?
Can't, yeah, you can't get the terrible plasticware either. It's got to be the good stuff. Show me that Costco 50-pack. Let's go.
Kendra wrote on our Facebook page, it's totally acceptable to use paper plates. The food will taste the same.
I don't think so. It tastes different. You can't put steak on a paper plate, dude. You cannot do that and then ask people to cut it with a knife.
I mean, what's the difference between that and plastic plates? It's the same thing.
It's not porous. So
what?
It doesn't. Yeah, like when something is paper or cardboard, it absorbs. Even if it's got the wax lining on it, you're going to cut through that with a steak knife.
Fabiana wrote, 12 is the magic number. She said, 12 people, after 12, you can go disposable. Under 12, you have to use real plates.
I mean, but how does that work? Do the first 12 get real? And then the rest get disposable?
No, I think if your party is bigger than that.
If you hand me stoneware and everybody else is on paper, I'm thinking, wow, I'm a big deal here. I'm the mayor of this Christmas Eve.
Can you imagine my in-laws start coming, ding dong, right? And I open the door and I separate them. You're going to go into the paper plate category.
That's right.
Going to go into the real plate category. Go to your separate rooms.
I have one spot left. Lottery. Yeah. Let's go, everybody. Come on. We'll draw numbers.
Oh, my gosh. Ruth says if she was hosting 22 people for any occasion, I'd buy nice paper plates. Okay.
Versus the regular paper plates that, you know, if it's just you and your friends, you would get. You'd be like, oh, forget it. Go 3-ply.
22 people. That's how many I have coming over for Christmas Eve. It's all my in-laws. I've never had a big party like that at my house that's formal for a holiday, you know?
Yeah, it's a big get-together.
I mean, usually I do like Halloween where it's barbecue. This is a sit-down dinner. Can I use plastic or paper plates and not use the real stuff? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Geraldine, what do you think?
Well, I kind of have my own rule. If it's a sit-down dinner and you can get 8 at your table, 12 at your table, then you would set it and use glass. But if it's kind of buffet style, then paper is fine. If you're serving steak or something like that, then I use regular utensils and not plastic.
If I cut my steak and that paper is coming up on my steak, I'm going to be very upset.
James, what do you think?
You know, yeah, it totally is. I think if it's, you know, an intimate dinner party or something, sure, bust out the fancy stuff. But especially on Thanksgiving, after cooking all day and, you know.
Well, it would be Christmas.
Okay, but I'm just saying in general, if it's a day where you've been cooking all day and everything's going, man, maybe I changed my position on Christmas. But no, I'm sticking to it, which is you just want to be able to throw everything out at the end of the day. You just want to open the garbage can and say goodbye.
Interesting.
And not have to clean up.
Is Thanksgiving different than Christmas? Because that's what I was also thinking in the back of my mind. Like, Thanksgiving seems less formal holiday than Christmas Day does.
Oh, well, I would agree with dinner. Even though the meal is the main focus of Thanksgiving over Christmas. The Christmas meal, it's a focus, but it's not the main focus typically.
But I would say it is a little bit different
because I feel like the fall, everybody is kind of coming in. It's the welcoming of people. You want people to be in whatever state they want to be. Christmas, it's your Christmas best.
Kiki, what do you think? Is it okay to use plastic plates for a formal dinner?
Oh, gosh. You know, I grew up in a traditional home where, like, the china would come out and the little candles on each place setting. And it was really nice, I tell you what. But that wasn't for 26 people. I think if it was for less people, it wouldn't be okay. But for that many people, yes. It's 2023. Everybody's overtaxed. I think anything goes these days.
Anna, if you have the napkin holders for 10 people, set those 10 people up super formal. The rest of them, just pass paper plates over their shoulders to the rest.
Well, it's funny.
Here you go. Who's up next?
I have one space that I could line all the tables up, but it would be tight. So I was thinking about separating it into two spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, who goes at like the kid table versus the other table.
Who gets the wooden table versus the fold out?
Exactly.
Right.
The real table versus the folding chairs.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be a tough day. Lorena, what do you think? I have 22 people coming over on the 23rd for our Christmas Eve dinner with my in-laws. Do I have to use real plates or can I buy the plastic ones?
I think if it's over 20 people, you don't have to use real plates. I think that's making a lot of work for you when you're not going to have fun. And get everyone drunk a little bit beforehand, and they'll never know the difference.
I like that.
I mean, your alternatives, you do it by, like, height or age, right? You're like, oh, you're 12 or under, plastic plate for you.
That's the problem is they're, with the exception of my children, right, my two girls, they're all over 20. They're all adults.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody under 4 feet?
No, just Dakota. Just my 5-year-old. That's it.
It's the 12 Tasks of Christmas on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day for 12 days, different tasks to get you in the holiday spirit. Today, it was Raven versus producer Sean on the gingerbread house building skills.
Yeah, and I want to point out the fact that Sean is very crafty. He's very gifted in these ways. And the only reason that I had to do it was because John was so upset that we would ask him to do construction.
All right, so here's what happened.
He said no.
I don't understand how Sean is the only good person around here that wants to do fun things like build gingerbread houses.
Hey, listen, I jumped up.
It's a conversation for another time. But here's what the challenge was. The challenge was is that there was two different gingerbread houses you could make. The first was the one you buy at the store, the kit that comes in the box that has everything you need. The other was random junk I found in my pantry last night.
And it's terrible, the stuff that you're keeping around. Those M&Ms expired 3 months ago. Yeah, the icing, seriously.
I was still eating those M&Ms.
I guarantee it. And the amount of open bags of candy that you had where there was just like a half a handful left.
I have children.
There was like six of them. Yeah, blame them on your kids. These are on the top shelf.
So Raven got first pick, and he chose to go with my pantry gingerbread versus producer Sean, who got the box. Now, like Raven said, there was only yellow Starburst left.
That's it.
There was red, white, and blue M&Ms from last year's 4th of July.
You had stuck together gummy bears. You had the half-size graham crackers, which are terrible to build with, by the way. I mean, I had an idea for a whole office building.
Yep.
But no.
No.
I still made it work.
Okay, so you can go to our Instagram at Anna and Raven, and we have the finished products there, and you can go to our story and see the whole timeline of how it came. Now, Sean, what were your challenges with yours? I should say Sean's looks absolutely adorable. When we say that he's very artsy, he is. He does a beautiful job. He takes a lot of attention to detail, and this is no exception.
So what I will say is the challenge for me was the fact that this kit only came with sprinkles and the icing.
Ah.
So I was like, Raven already, for me, I thought he already kind of had a step above me because he had so much to work with. And So I found chocolate sauce in the kitchen, and I tried using that, but it melted clearly and just kind of dragged my quote-unquote snow icing down with it. But not bad for the kit.
It's,
not bad
at all. It's really adorable, honestly.
You know what, Sean? Is your house actually part of a winter landscape? Because mine...
Yeah.
Oh, you can see.
Here we go. Here we go.
Snow is falling on the ground. This house, all right?
That's a tower.
Well, it's a tower then, okay? I used every graham cracker in that package. Thank you very much. The driveway leads right up to the beautiful house. You've got snow along the way. The paver stones all the way around the home.
The paver stones are the yellow Starbursts.
No, they're the Starbursts are the driveway. The paver stones are the goldfish. White M&M's. I had to separate the white M&M's out for the snow. The gummy bears are color coordinated and offsetting, and reds and greens and golds up the corners. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
I mean, might I say that, you know, usually since I'm the artsy fartsy one over here, I have to say if I had to vote personally on who I thought did better, I got to go with Raven, man. Like he knocked it out of the park with this.
I'm looking at the messages on our Instagram, and so far, Raven, you're definitely leading in the votes. So, I mean, there's that. I mean, you did a great job. I think given what you were given, you did excellent.
I will say that I think that Sean's is probably safer to eat, though.
Well,
if anybody's actually thinking about doing that in the kitchen.
Does anybody actually eat the gingerbread houses?
I don't know.
I always said that, too. I'm like, who wants to eat, isn't it, just crunchy and stale?
It's been out for, a week.
Yeah.
Well, mine is completely edible because it's everything from my pantry, except for the M&Ms that expired 3 months ago and the marshmallows that are left over from Halloween that were open.
Let's see who called the Santa tip line today.
We're getting into crunch time. 1 week to go until Christmas Day, and Santa says, I need last-minute calls. We got to see who's been naughty and who's been nice. Now, if you want to call the Santa tip line, it's 855-785-4101. And what we didn't anticipate this year was office drama.
Yeah, well, I love it when people share, of course, you know. Yeah. So sharing is good.
It all started about 2 weeks ago when this call came into the Santa tip line.
Hey, Santa. Hey, I'd like for you to add Margie from the office to the naughty list. I catch her going through the office community donut box. She's checking what kind of films in each donut. She's doing this by sticking her finger in holes of the donut. You know, she then pulls the finger out, looks it clean, then plummets her finger into the next donut. She ruined Donut Day. She deserves absolutely nothing for Christmas.
Hey, she ruined Donut Day. She plummets her finger into the donuts.
Could you imagine seeing that?
Can you just
coming upon that? Seeing somebody do that?
That's something I would expect here at our office.
If I saw somebody do that, you and I are no longer friends.
Yep.
Just so you know.
So we immediately assumed that the woman that was
terrible
doing
person.
This is a terrible person.
That's right.
You're ruining donut day. He just said it, right? Well, then this call came in a few days later.
Man, do I have somebody for your naughty list, Santa. First off, I would just like to say that the Margie that was put on the naughty list for sticking her fingers in donuts, that's not true. She is wonderful, and I met her, and she is so nice, and she doesn't do that stuff. The naughty person is a person named Joel, and he is not a nice person at all. He's rude to people. He will lick the spoon where the coffee area is and put it back in the cup so other people have to use it instead of throwing it out. And he takes up the parking spot so the older people can't get into the door and get upstairs.
Whoa.
He's such a big Tom Brady fan, and we're all Buffalo Bills fans, so, I mean, we have a hard time with him here with that. And there's just different things that he does that should be. He's top naughty list.
Yeah.
I just want to say that the word that comes to mind when I think of this office in general, no matter who's doing these things, is sabotage. The second word is disgusting. What's happening there?
Where do you people work?
Right. I mean, what is happening?
Seems like somebody, they look like this. They probably sound like they work in radio.
There's so many terrible things happening there.
But we're not done yet because this call came in yesterday.
Hi, Anna. Hi, Raven. Hi, Santa. So this is Margie, the so-called donut poker. I was calling to confess that, yes, I did. I did look into those donuts, but not with my finger. I used the end of a plastic spoon, and I had to find my donut that was in that box. So I will admit to that, but I would also like to say that I still think Joel should be the top of that naughty list because he drinks all the cocoa that everybody else gets, and he drinks all the cocoa. He goes in the refrigerator, eats everybody's food, by the way, and he licks all the candy canes and puts them back in the containers.
What?
So I think what I done, I used the plastic spoon, but he's actually doing the, licking this stuff and taking stuff and being rude. So just to top it off, I think that's the one right there. Joel is Mr. Naughty. Thank you, guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
They're both terrible.
So many questions
you,
I have.
You broke the donut casing with the back of a spoon so that you could figure out whether or not it was your favorite, like, now you've ruined the sanctity of the donut.
I was just thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. She's defending herself by saying she used the plastic end of a spoon. I go, but that's still not okay.
And who touched the other end of that spoon? Licking candy canes and putting them back in the thing. Is this really happening there?
I don't know.
Somebody call somebody.
I think they all go on the naughty list.
That's
I think
right.
Yes.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Brittany and John. Brittany, what's going on?
So John is upset, and I think he's overreacting. I don't feel like he's letting his mom be her, and he's trying to micromanage. So his parents are divorced. We're having the big family Christmas, and his mom told us that she wants to bring her new boyfriend. And John got really upset because John's dad is also going to be there, as, you know, we always have since they've been divorced. Civilly both there. He thinks his mom shouldn't do that. And I don't think that's fair. It's been 7 years. You know, we need to respect her. We should make this happen. Everybody should be welcome at our family's Christmas.
John, what's your side of this?
I mean, I just feel like my mom could be more considerate about the whole thing. It's the holidays. It's important to me that my pops feels as welcome in the house as anybody. And, you know, I love my mom, and she's more than welcome to move on. But the fact of the matter is, not now. This is the first time that they've ever dated anybody else. And he doesn't need to see it at the holiday time. Like, slowly ease him into the idea of the fact that, you know, she's dating somebody else. He doesn't need his holiday ruined by him. Like, where's this other guy's family? Go be with them for the holidays.
Wait, so you haven't met him yet, or you have met him?
I have met him. I've met him, but my dad doesn't know about him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I get what you're saying. You don't want, you know, it's hard for kids. It doesn't matter if you're 2, 22 or 42 to watch their parents not be at ease, right? It's definitely difficult for people to do that. You almost feel like you're a pawn in the middle, even if they don't make you one. To say, let's ease them into it. I mean, they've been divorced, was it 7 years, you said?
That's what they said.
7 years, yeah. Right, Brittany, you said? So,
yeah.
John, I get it. Again, you're sensitive to your father, but it seems kind of like he should be aware that she's dated since then.
Yeah, I think it's just more, I get where you're coming from. I think it's just more the holiday times is like the big coming out party, like the big like reveal, you know?
Right. This is my family, not one that needs to be trying out new people.
Right.
How do you think your father would handle it? Is that why you're upset, or you think that this is more a big deal for you than it is for him?
Yeah, my dad, he's not going to make a big deal about it. He probably won't even say anything. It's just more what I know it's going to do to him. He's going to kind of take it on himself and feel bad and probably, you know, disengage from the rest of us for the holidays.
He hasn't moved on?
No, he hasn't. I mean, we've tried to get him to go on dates. He just doesn't seem interested. I think he still cares for my mom, but I think it's more just the idea that, you know, his person isn't his person anymore, and he just doesn't think that there's anybody else out there for him.
All right, well, let's just see what the audience has to say. Does John have every right to tell his mom, I'm sorry, you can't bring the boyfriend to Christmas dinner, or does he have to get over it?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
Oh, boy, what do you do when your mother wants to bring her new boyfriend over for Christmas and your dad's going to be there, too? That's what's going on with Brittany and John. John's mom says, you know, I think I'm going to bring my new boyfriend over for Christmas. And he's like, no, Dad's coming. What are you talking about, Ma?
I mean, Brittany says, listen, they've been divorced 7 years. Like, they're grown-ups. They're coming here. Of course, everybody's going to behave themselves. I mean, you have to let your mother do what she wants to do, what makes her happy. You can't tell her how to do this. You know, John is really worried about his father's feelings, but he hasn't had this direct conversation with his father. It's been 7 years. I mean, people have to move on. Things do happen. Things evolve. They progress.
But it is one of those things, I will say, Raven, where they probably don't see each other ever except for the holidays.
Okay.
So now you're going to put that awkward feeling on that one day they should be family. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Monique.
I'm on the wife's side. The husband needs to realize that his mom is an adult, and if she wants to bring a new boyfriend, then his father is going to have to get over it. What are they supposed to do? Hide their relationship? It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I have to agree. I think the guy that's the most sensitive here is not going to be Dad. It's him.
All right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. If you are hosting Christmas Day at your home and all of a sudden your mom called and said she would like to bring her new boyfriend, but your dad's going to be there too, would you tell her absolutely not? Because that's what John wants to do. He's like, Ma, I know she's got this new guy. I met him. He's fine. But he's not coming here on Christmas when Dad's here. It's just going to be uncomfortable for everybody.
They've been divorced for 7 years. Brittany says you can't tell your mother, she's a grown woman, what it is that she can do. 7 years is a very long time. All right. And, mm-hmm. and it's great that they still have a shared family holiday. That's fantastic. But part of showing everybody that you're all grown up is, you know, allowing for the fact that there's going to be new people entering the circle at time to time. We have no idea how strongly mom feels about the boyfriend. Has she been dating him for a week? That's one thing. Has she been dating him for 6 months? That's something else.
What do you think? Would you tell mom, like, I would just feel more comfortable since Dad was there if you didn't bring the guy? 1-800-330-9999. Linda, what do you think?
I'm on the husband's side. I just feel like if it's going to cause a problem, it's their house, and if he's going to be uncomfortable, who wants to be uncomfortable at their own house on Christmas? Just explain to his mom the situation, and I bet you she'll understand.
Yeah, there, Frank. Whose side are you on today?
I'm on Brittany's side. She's right. John needs to let it go.
I mean, I get that you don't want to be uncomfortable in your house, but maybe, like, he needs to breathe out. Go have coffee with Dad beforehand.
Yeah, I'm looking at our text line at 1-800-330-9999. Rick says, I would feel it would be a mistake to bring the mother's boyfriend to dinner. It's not fair to his father being there. It would make him very upset. But do we even know that? I think we're trying to spare Dad's feelings. We don't know. Maybe he's like, I don't care. I divorced her 7 years ago. Do what she wants, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they could go to coffee, he and his dad, and have a discussion about it. And his dad could be like, of course. What difference does it make? He has no idea. He's assuming.
I think that John is nervous for himself. He doesn't want to put his parents in that position. It might be a bigger deal in his head than it actually is. But maybe we're wrong and it's going to be terrible.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Brittany, our audience agreed with you today. You know what, John? She has moved on. She is a grown woman. She is allowed to have somebody else in her life, and that person should be welcome in your home. Certainly give your dad a heads up. Let him know that it's happening so he can prepare himself. Like, nobody wants, like, that surprise. But you can't tell her he can't come. Are you going to be okay with that, John?
Yeah, I guess, you know, in addition to this, I thought about it a little bit. And I want my mom to be happy, too. And we're going to have to rip the Band-Aid off eventually. So I know she's taking her time to pick somebody that she actually thinks is worth dating, so...
John, I got to think that if your father knew how it was kind of, you know, causing a conflict or making you feel, he wouldn't want you guys to feel that way either, right? Like, I mean, he's a grown-up, mm-hmm. right? Everybody's made their own choices. Regret? Sure, plenty of people have reflections upon the holidays. But, you know, as you've said, you know, this is the lifestyle he's chosen. So, Brittany, yeah. You must feel a bit relieved here. Everybody's going to be a welcome at your home.
Yes, I am. Thank you, honey, for rethinking this.
Well, we do wish you the best of luck. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And if anybody else has an issue, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,700 thanks to Cricket. Switch to Cricket today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. After all, you've been good this year, and they think you really, really deserve it. Smile, you're on Cricket. Hey, Tom, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am, Anna.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, man.
All right.
Thanks.
Raven's walking out of here. That big door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us, Tom. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. He'll get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Barbara Streisand will receive SAG's 2024 Lifetime Achievement Award. She's one of the few artists that have been awarded an EGOT. What does EGOT stand for?
Oh, that stands for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony.
Number 2, a study confirmed that cats do, in fact, know how to play fetch. In what movie did Gretchen try to make fetch happen as a slang term?
Mean Girls.
Number 3, bidding ends today for a pair of gold Air Jordan 3s that were commissioned by Spike Lee to wear at the 2019 Oscars. They were found in a donation bin, and all proceeds will benefit a homeless shelter. Spike Lee was nominated for Best Picture, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Director at the 2019 Oscars for what movie?
I don't know. Do the Right Thing?
Number 4, the winner of Squid Game, The Challenge, is still waiting for her check to clear. The contract says 30 days after the final, so she has till early January to get that money. How many millions did she win?
I don't know. 10 million?
And number 5, Luke Combs apologized to a fan after they were ordered to pay him $250,000 in a lawsuit over merchandise they were selling on Amazon. He recently covered the song Fast Car, which was originally performed by what artist?
I don't know. Sting. I don't know.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. You came out of the gate hot, Tom, but after that...
Yo.
Okay, 2 out of 5 for Tom.
Not great, Tom. Let's see how I do. $2,700. Maybe they're tricky.
Number 1, Barbara Streisand will receive SAG's 2024 Lifetime Achievement Award. She's one of the few artists that have been awarded an EGOT.
Hmm.
What does EGOT stand for?
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Yes. Number 2, a study confirmed that cats do, in fact, know how to play fetch.
Okay.
In what movie did Gretchen try to make fetch happen as a slang term?
They just... refuse to play. Is that Mean Girls?
Mean Girls is correct.
Yeah.
Yes. She tried so hard. Every once in a while, I'll throw it into a conversation with my friends just to get their reaction.
Yeah.
Number 3, bidding ends today for a pair of gold Air Jordan 3s that were commissioned by Spike Lee to wear at the 2019 Oscars. They were found in a donation bin, and all the proceeds will benefit a homeless shelter. They're worth like over $10,000.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Spike Lee was nominated for Best Picture, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Director at the 2019 Oscars for what movie?
Oh, gosh, 2019.
That's where you wore him to.
Yeah, it's not Devil in a Blue Dress, is it? Devil in the Blue Dress?
No, Black, it's Klansman. I always forget.
Yeah.
Number 4, the winner of Squid Game, The Challenge, is still waiting for her check to clear. The contract says 30 days after the final, so early January.
Mm-hmm.
How many millions did she win?
It's over 4.5. It's 4.6.
4.56. Close enough.
5.6. That's it.
I'll take that.
For the number of players.
I would have taken 4 or 5. So good.
Yeah.
Number five, Luke Combs apologized to a fan after they were ordered to pay him $250,000 in a lawsuit over merchandise they were selling on Amazon. Turns out the fan had a disability and was just trying to make ends meet and cover like medical bills, and he found out and he felt bad. The whole thing is just a sad story.
Yeah.
He recently covered the song Fast Car, which was originally performed by what artist?
Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman is correct. I'm sorry, Tom. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that chirp, bro. $2,800 tomorrow, Anna.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.